Hello, thank you for calling Archfiber. My name is LaShonda. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, this is Theodore Hogan calling on behalf of Carol Hogan. We were expecting a call back from the supervisor an hour ago, and this hasn't happened. We're trying to figure out why this hasn't happened.
Probably because it's the weekend, so this is like after hour that you're calling. And one moment.
And we've since the hour of 10 o'clock since our install, we have been calling every half an hour, and we're on the list. So this is highly unprofessional on behalf of Archfiber.
Tech hasn't called you?
Correct. We've been bright-eyed and bushy-tailed since 8 o'clock, prepping for our installation at 10 o'clock Eastern, and no tech has called us. And we did notice that an ArchTech boom truck actually stopped at the mainline pole that Archfiber is attached to, that feeds the rear line poles to our residents. And lo and behold, they haven't stopped by yet.
Okay, one moment.
11, 12, 1, 2, 3, only 5 hours past.
One moment.
And we did the whole automated text confirmation system, so we don't know why this is the case.
And I got the lovely automated text message yesterday, reminding me that my service was coming today at 10 o'clock. And if there was a specific reason why you guys were going to cancel, i.e. the reason your tech gave that the fiber was not to my line, but we found out that was a lie by just a simple sleuthing by walking down the road. So somebody's lying and it's not us. We have pictures. So I'm highly irate at this moment.
Okay.
Because at this point in time, I should not be here worrying how I am going to turn my lights on this evening, because this is a smart home. Because I've done everything that I was supposed to do. I confirmed my appointment. I was waiting my month for the installation. I confirmed my appointment. I canceled my previous internet provider. But it seems like your tech forgot it was Labor Day weekend and chose not to want to work. My son here works for a different provider in Massachusetts. That's how we were able to easily see that the fiber was on the street. My house has the arch top box and a new line already attached to it. That would not have occurred if there was no fiber on the street. A simple Google Earth search, street view searches can confirm that.
One moment.
And to take it even one step closer, I have ring camera footage from just about every day this past week of someone from Archtop coming into my property to do work to prep for today. So something has to give, and it's not me that's giving.
One moment. So it does look like we're going to have to reschedule. It does look like they're stating that they are trying to expedite it. However, by being a holiday weekend, they're not sure if they can get it in there before Tuesday. They are stating that there is some construction going on in that area that they're unable to install.
That is a lie. I have photographic evidence as well as video evidence of that being a lie. Can we speak to a supervisor right now?
One moment.
Theodore, thank you so much for going to school and being a very smart engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dummy me just went to school to help alcoholics and drug addicts. I drool and drag my knuckles apparently and know nothing. Oh, wait, I went to school for telecommunications management. Seriously, that's what my degree is.
Oh, that's cool. So you know your way around the stuff.
I do.
And it's such a shame that you can cross-reference the pictures from Google from October 2023 and see 5 cables. And you can also see the brand new telephone pole currently residing at the end of the driveway and 6 cables currently attached to said poles.
But that's why Avi Micah guy at Step 1 loves me so much, is because I can talk to him in text speak. And he wants to put in my new phone line at Step 1. He was able just to explain what he was doing, and I was able to teach everybody how to work their own phones.
Mm-hmm. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
I would worry about me listening to different. I would want something more like cotton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, when you look at the Google pictures, images, when you see that black trapezoidal a breakout on the pole line, that's your Cat B spectrum. And then there's nothing attached above it. And lo and behold, now I'm seeing stuff attached right above it, which would be the private fiber, i.e. archtop.
What a voice you are. Jesus, brothers.
He's caveman, apparently.
I think you're right about them just... Because why would they?
Well, it wasn't my choice of choosing today as the installation day.
Like, if they're going to...
They gave me today as the installation day.
And if they're going to cancel, they really should give me some notice.
At this point, if they're going to change the installation date, they're going to give me a great big credit on my first month.
All right, so at the present time, we don't have a supervisor available. However, they said someone will follow up with you. They also stated that this has been sent.
Shocker,
been...
we haven't heard this.
Who is this person that is, quote-unquote, the supervisor? Because we keep getting the song and dance. We keep following up every hour because this is utterly ridiculous. I'm a manager, and if I ran my business like this, my business would be closed, to be honest with you.
Okay, so this is after hours, so we're not actually them. So we're just messengers. So we don't have that information. All we can do is send the information to the company.
Yeah, what we call during hours.
And during hours, I got the same song and dance. And after hours within my job, I can still give a person's name and a callback time frame.
Unfortunately, we don't have that type of access to that type of information, and this is coming from higher up.
Don't have the ability to keep proper records.
Yeah, this is very poor record keeping.
And so what I can do for you?
You guys didn't even give me the proper kindness of customer service to let me know that you were not coming this morning. I had to call multiple times this morning to figure this out on my own. And now you're not even doing anything customer service friendly to me now.
Probably from your end, if there was a no call, no show, you'd charge the customer. But what happens to the customer when there's a no charge, no show by the tech?
That's something that they'll have to deal with Arch Fiber during business hours. We don't have any control over that. We're not actually Arch Fiber. I can reschedule it for next week for you on Tuesday. That's the only access that I have.
I keep hearing the song and dance that I'm going to have somebody call. I was told today that they were going to call today.
And we have sent the message over that you need to call today, several times today.
And that still hasn't occurred, Kurt.
That still hasn't occurred. That's why we keep calling back today.
And your hours on your website state that you're open till 6, so how is it after hours?
And that's not after hours.
So like I was sharing, we're not actually Arch Fiber, so we don't have any control over how Arch Fiber runs their business. However, the best thing that I could do is we've sent it over again. We've been sending it over since 10. They let us know that it's under construction. They're not going to be able to get out there today.
And
through email,
know that
we
that's
were
an utter ridiculous lie.
Yes, that is what needs to be noted by the customer, i.e. me, also a manager. I have pictures. I've also put it on Facebook, on Archtop's Facebook account.
Okay.
That's also going to be noted, that I also put that on there, because this is 100% ridiculous that this is going on, that you guys no-called, no-showed me. You are the representative of Archtop. I don't care. When I was a contractor, when I was in college, I represented myself as the company. That's what you guys are.
No, we don't represent Arch Fiber. We just take calls for them and set up appointments for them and do trouble tickets for them. That's all that we do. So if you want, I could set you up an appointment, reschedule you one for next week.
No, I'm waiting to speak to that supervisor. We'll call back in another hour. So it'll be 4:30 when we call back. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Arch Fiber.